What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Trying to find some more royalty-free Christmas stuff for me.
I've been working on it. It's there's a lot of fake ones out there. So.
Well, look, do your best, okay?
I will.
Man, my ear has been killing me the last couple of days to the point where I have to take one of my ear off my headphones. Deal.
Oh no.
Yeah.
What's the tooth situation like?
It's gone. I pulled it out.
I mean, but
one
you're...
of them, though.
Okay.
Didn't the dentist say that you had more that should come out?
No.
Okay.
Well, he said your wisdom teeth you've never had removed, your uppers. You have your lowers, but you haven't your uppers. But
right.
They, you know, you're 54 years old. You probably don't need to take them out. I don't think that that's causing the pain for your ear.
Okay. I thought he said it might have.
Maybe he did.
I mean, anything can get infected.
If the last guy I went to get this one pulled would be the same guy I need to go to get these wisdoms, and the wisdoms aren't poking out.
Are not?
Oh, yeah, just a little bit.
Okay.
I got to think,
that's
man.
Actually worse. That's how mine are.
More susceptible to infection?
Correct.
Well.
And periodontal disease.
I know that he got in there. He had to get in there and really crank my gorilla tooth out.
That's what caused the infection with your uncle or whatever.
What do you mean?
Anna.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's how that starts.
You guys have
endocarditis. She's talked about it before on the air.
Mm. Your uncle had endocarditis?
Yeah, the heart,
I guess,
the heart
so.
Deal.
He has an issue with his mitral valve. That's why I have to get an echocardiogram in January.
But
because
endocarditis. Well, endocarditis usually starts out with teeth infections.
Yeah, like he got his teeth cleaned, and I guess the bacteria went down his throat, and it mm-hmm. affected his heart.
For real?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a paper tiger.
It's actually
it's
very
not
common.
Good.
Just saying, like, I was hoping a guy's more industrial strength than that, than your
yeah.
bacteria.
And I have a murmur, so, I mean, this isn't good.
You might want to stay asexual. Just because you got a lot going on. Like, you know.
Why would sex make it worse?
Just raising your levels
of
excitement.
I'm running and I'm fine.
A lot of people die having sex, Anna, you know.
Stop. Because that's going to freaking happen to me.
Hold on. Bubba, go ahead.
My mom, Janie Cakes, she had a heart attack. When they were having sex.
Is yep. that good?
Well, we've had her on the air a lot talking about it. She was having smoking cigarettes is what caused her. She hasn't smoked now in 10 or 15 years because. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
But that's what caused her issue. And she was having sex with my stepdad, Eddie, and she literally like had a heart attack.
And he probably thought it was like an orgasm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
she was like, hell yeah.
She was on top.
Yeah.
And then the ambulance came, and Jeff, my stepdad, had to tell him, well, you know, we were having sex.
Yeah.
And she locked up, and... And she's going to die.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, she didn't.
They helicoptered her.
Yeah, it was bad. Yeah, it was bad.
My mom, my little hometown has a hospital, but it's like, you know...
It's got four beds in it.
Yeah, it's like, you know... Yeah.
Oh, this was in Indiana.
Yeah. And so... If there's really bad things that happen in Warsaw, they'll helicopter you over to Fort Wayne, which is about a 50-minute drive, but about a 15-minute helicopter deal if it's that touch and go.
Mm-hmm.
And so think about this, my poor stepdad. He goes to the hospital. He follows the ambulance. His wife, my mom, is in the ambulance. He goes to the Warsaw hospital. They wheel her in, and they're like, oh, my God, she's got like a widow killer or a widow's peak. Or
Widowmaker.
A widowmaker. We don't know if she's going to make it. It's touch and go.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do that aggressive of a heart attack surgery here at this hour of the night. So we're going to have to send her to Fort Wayne.
Because the one doctor in town's out of town right now.
Yeah, he's on vacation.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And so we can't do that here. We have to get her to Fort Wayne now. So my stepdad has to drive all the way to the Warsaw Hospital following the ambulance with his wife in there. Then he has to drive over to Fort Wayne by himself while the helicopter takes her, and she's already in surgery by the time he gets there. Wouldn't you just be a nervous wreck?
Of course.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So,
Just think, you almost, effed your wife to death.
So what I'm saying, Anna, is heart issues are not to be screwed with. My mom had a heart attack and almost died.
I know, that's why I'm getting tested. That's why I'm not sleeping on this.
She's getting tested so she can have sex with the bisexual man.
Yeah.
And live.
Having him throw in the STD stuff too? I'm here for a murmur.
An echocardiogram and an STD check.
Hello.
Why would I get checked? I haven't touched anything. Nothing's touched me.
I'm here for a murmur.
Yeah.
Check. But can you go ahead and swab my vagina so I can see if I'm STD free? Wow. While I'm here, we might.
I'll ask
my cardiologist about that.
A lot of times before like a major surgery, they'll do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That way, when I check out that my heart's okay.
They don't need to do a swab anymore. I mean, they don't need to do that.
They do pee-pee.
I don't even like to pee-pee.
I do like to pee-pee.
What's that thing?
I was going to say something. I don't imagine Anna with girl parts sometimes. Like, I don't imagine
her. What the hell?
You're right. I don't even think I don't think
just like I'm a Barbie doll?
Yeah. Just smooth.
You know what?
Yeah.
Look at all of us guys very rarely.
What the hell?
All of us guys at work very rarely.
I can prove it. No,
thanks.
All of us guys here at work very, very rarely agree on one thing.
I know.
But we all popped when we thought about you having the Barbie doll genitalia deal.
And you didn't even hesitate. There was zero hesitation.
No, we're like, yeah, she's a Barbie doll. Bitch is a Barbie doll.
But that's good. But, it's good, you know.
I mean, I have all the parts. I mean, I'm, biologically. Don't say allegedly. F you. They're there. I bleed.
Yeah, that's
congratulations.
Yeah, exactly. So it's there. It's real.
I would look at your privates much like the way I look at my mom's.
Oh,
like, just like
Bubba.
It's just.
Are you more turned on by your sister's privates or Anna's?
Probably my sister.
Oh my god!
Wow.
Just
I know my sister knows how to use her privates. Like I hear her use it.
I mean, she's pretty much a professional.
Oh my god!
Blitz, it's having performance and luxury.
Performance and luxury. She's like a sedan.
No, but my sister, my sister is not only attractive, but my sister, because I hear them, they go,
What kind of noises does she make?
She goes crazy and she talks.
What does she say?
F.
Just F over and over again?
Me?
Bubba, you're
harder.
Dude, put some headphones on, you perv.
No, he puts his ear against the door.
Of course.
God, I thought you were had
hands down the pants. Have you ever done that? Have you ever touched yourself listening to your sister have sex?
No, Anna, I haven't. But boy, what for even you to be able to think that means has to be in your little brain.
It's in my little peanut Zika head.
Well, because she has when she was sleeping in the tent that one time.
So you touched yourself to your sister?
No, it wasn't her sister.
Watched your friends.
I watched my friends. I've watched people have sex in real life. I'd never done that. I was like 18. I'd never seen sex before.
No, but you're,
who wouldn't
you
watch
said
that?
You said my sister, which far makes it really
creepy.
No,
I've never seen my sister have sex.
No, but I've never even, you're acting like I masturbate to my sister.
Well, you said she was hot.
I think my sister's attractive.
I know, but you've made some...
I mean, you did say you'd rather... be with your sister than Anna.
Yeah, that's
if I wasn't, if my sister wasn't my sister.
Yeah.
If my sister wasn't my sister.
She's your type.
No, she's not necessarily my type, but over you, she would be.
Okay.
Because you're just so bitchy. I can't be with a bitchy girl.
Okay, right. Makes sense.
And you're like, girl, snappy.
I'm snappy.
Talk back a lot.
Okay, right.
What about her butt? She appears to have a big butt when we watch her run. Does that do anything for you, Bubba?
Are you a butt guy?
Yes, and in a non-HR violation type way, I think you got a nice ass.
Thank you.
And when you run,
that.
It bubbles like
the shorts, man. Oh my god!
Stop.
You got a powerful ass, looking like you got power behind your ass.
How do you think I'm so fast? Gotta power these legs.
But your front
grasshopper. You got those real big hunch quarters.
But your front butt's in question.
My front. Oh, my front. Butt.
Yeah, your front butt.
I thought you said I had a fupa.
No.
Don't say that.
Your front butt, man. Zero action. Zero going on.
Okay.
Zero excitement.
Seal it up.
Seal it up. Seal it up.
Seal it up.
Seal it up. Shut it down. Cancel Christmas.
Seal it up. Seal it up. Watch it all shut down.
Is that a Rihanna song?
Going out of business sale.
Yeah, COVID got you. COVID got your vagina.
Small Business Saturday couldn't save your vagina.
Chamber of Commerce, Pinellas Park can't save you, bitch.
Jesus.
Did I say that out loud?
You did. Even on sale, I can't get action.
I just wish you're. I'm just saying, you're really hot, but you just are yappy. Okay. Yap, 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 yap.
So less talking, more action? Like
not with me.
Just like Elvis.
Like the Kazakhstan guy said?
But with guys. Guys. That
what
are,
guys? You know, what guys, Bubba?
Guys.
What
the
guy?
The guy, bi guy from Bumble or whatever.
With the guys that you are hanging out with or that you like.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
He reached out to me yesterday and he thanked me for not being judgmental.
See?
Obviously, he didn't listen to the show.
I felt so bad.
No, but see, because you are judgmental.
I know, but
and here's she's
probably one of the worst when it comes to that.
And he thinks I'm like really nice and open-minded, and I just said,
"Yeah, I told you, I told you, you read that whole situation wrong."
Oh.
He thought that you were interested in it, but you were interviewing him. He
asked
him
more
that.
Questions yesterday.
Of course, because the interaction, he's like, "Oh, sweet, she's finally talking to me. She's into
it." Are you going to talk on the phone, Anna? Like, you,
I don't know.
You are. I can just tell this guy is so hot. This guy's so hot, you can't shake him.
He's the one that's like reaching out to me now because he senses I'm pulling away, so he's trying to pull me back in.
Yeah.
Whereas before it was the reverse.
He wants more interaction.
Yeah.
And
so here's what we got. Yeah.
You're just interviewing.
Anna's on all these, dating apps.
Yeah.
Hinge, Bumble, Tinder.
Not Tinder.
Christian
Mingle. I tried doing the League, but
Farmers.
That's not going
I just
well
imagine
either.
Anna with like 7,000 scratch-off tickets at the 7-Eleven counter just scratching them off looking for a
that's
boyfriend.
That's how she does swipes right to left. She just nonstop.
Yeah, just look at the lady with the 7,000 scratch-offs, man. What's going on with her?
It's her swiping
still
right
doesn't,
on Tinder.
Doesn't
her
win
cell
any.
Phone screen has like a worn-out bottom
yeah.
part from swiping so
like
much.
The way, you know, when the cows go down the same path all for
my
5 years
are calloused.
Well, you know, girls they have to go to their settings. They expand the radius to like 400 miles.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. I go as far as it'll go. Just anybody.
I mean, I'm just looking at guys in Seattle right now.
Hell yeah. Flights are cheap, Bubba.
I mean, Anna swiping north of the border if need be.
100%.
So she's in here.
Canada.
So she's ready to get her COVID vaccination right now just
absolutely.
So she can internationally travel.
I'll go to Toronto. What up, Montreal?
So she's swiping here and there, and she's, you know, there's this one dude who's absolutely hot.
Yeah, he's
and they,
a babe.
And you guys have matched, and you started a little bit of a conversation.
Right.
Which you do, and then
unfortunately, he just married a sex doll.
And he and he now has disclosed to you, by the way, he's gorgeous. Like
he's
really,
really hot.
Right, and that comes from you. Like, you're like, this guy's so hot. And he asked you how you felt about him having sex with a man.
He didn't ask me how I felt.
He said, tell me something about you that people wouldn't know. And she said she couldn't read. She doesn't like to read. And so in his thing was basically that.
He's had sex with men.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he says, well, I've had sex with men.
Yeah.
And then you came back.
I came back real like neutral about it. Yeah. I was just like, what exactly did I
tell
say?
Tell me more.
I was like, interesting, basically. Cool. And I just kind of kept asking more questions instead of being like, ew, that's weird. I didn't say anything
like that.
Well, now
that's kind of giving him the signals that you might be into it.
That's what I said all along.
Yeah, no.
Because starting there, she started interacting with him a whole lot more.
Yeah. Well, I was intrigued.
Of course, but he sees it as you're interested in him.
Yeah,
and
well,
you're not at all.
Know.
This is your second time, though, with this.
What do you mean?
The first time was the Hampton Inn. Those guys were the same.
Okay,
way.
Well, that was for the.
Yeah, yeah, that's not,
but you attracted
Lummy, that's
them.
That's not in play.
But no,
that's,
what do you mean?
Yeah, that's
she
not
attracted
in play.
Those
it's
guys.
Not in play. Shut your dumbness.
Yeah, that's different.
You're
Lummy.
Being yeah. stupid. That's
how,
why you
how
got
was
the
that
TV champion.
I actually agree with Lummy. I think that these are there are the gay men are that are you know want a woman involved with them are attracted to Anna, and she's going to need to start exploring that because it's her only option.
Well, uh-oh. Those two guys in the Hampton Inn just wanted a cameraman. They didn't want her part of it.
We don't really know what they wanted.
Yeah.
But Anna was going to be involved one way or another.
So, Anna,
so you think I'm like the last leg before they go full gay? Yeah. That sucks. But you know
or
what?
They,
you're
or
right.
you're,
like
the jump or you're off the point. you're like the glue that puts it all together. Like you're the sealer.
Oh, like if it's an MMF, it's just I'm the F, but it's really just an MM, and I'm you
Anna.
Know.
Could
you're
you
the cameraman,
Anna, cameraman?
Honestly, can you envision a scenario where you go out with this guy, and maybe you guys are actually become boyfriend girlfriend, and he puts boys behind him, and you just put it behind you? That
can I tell you? I really thought about that hard last night because I was like, we need to start readjusting the way we look at everything. And I'm like, what? And then I started thinking, what is sexuality anyways?
Yeah, like it's an act of it's
hands are hands, mouths are mouths,
yeah.
Holes are holes. You know, I started thinking like that.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's
boy.
How people think in jail.
I know.
Anna's got the jail mentality.
Right.
Anna's got prison syndrome.
I do. guys, this isn't a joke. It's my life.
So, Otto, what are you suffering from? Well, Doc, I think I feel as if I'm in prison and I have zero options, and so I'll take anything, including a man that wants to be with a man and just use me as a cameraman.
Yeah.
I'm down to that, Doc, and I've never been to prison a day in my life.
That's a full-on shoot. I really started thinking about that. I'm like, maybe I need to expand my mind. It's 2020. That's what I thought.
I mean, you've stayed in this little house on the prairie.
You guys are right.
Missionary position.
100%. I'm like super square. I'm like, maybe I need to, you know, transform into an oval.
Look at Reagan. I mean, I think she's a little more liberal.
Anybody is than me, so.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, she can even it out between being classy but still, you know, getting hers.
Right. I don't know how to be classy, Bubba.
You are.
I don't even know how to be slutty. I'm a fake slut. Fake slut.
That's true. Why don't you come back from San Diego a real slut?
Yeah, why don't you go out and be a slut?
Come back from San Diego a real slut or don't come back.
Do you think any other men are they're talking to their female coworkers about traveling to San Diego to see their mom for the holidays, and you think they're saying to them, hey, listen, go out there and be a slut.
Go bang the old high school friends you used to make out with under the bleachers.
I did not make out in high school.
Go out there and kiss me.
You were getting your feet rubbed.
And slut it up.
I got my first kiss at 18. In college.
Yeah, I mean, no other guys are giving their females that advice. We are. That's how happy we are for you.
I know you are. And I'm considering it, to be honest with you.
I just go there and say, hey, you want to F?
Yeah, I would have told you shut up a month ago, but now I'm like, Anna, we need to be real about the situation.
Just get yours. Be selfish and get yours.
Reality is setting in, Bubba, fast and hard.
Get choked out on the West Coast. Okay. Enjoy yourself.
Get choked out in San Diego.
The eggs are drying up quick, Bubba.
They are.
Yeah, and I mean, not even about.
I got like a year and 4 months left of good eggs.
But I mean, that's not even saying that would be like if you wanted a kid. I don't think you want a
kid. No, I don't want a kid.
So your eggs aren't really in play.
Yeah, the eggs. Who cares about
the
eggs?
The bisexual guy wants a kid. Spoiler alert.
Hold on. If she
doesn't know how to make them right. He's making them wrong.
That's why he's leaning on you to show him the way.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I want a kid, but I can't make one with Fred. Can you help me out here?
No, I need you to use my front butt, not my back butt.
Oh my god!
Too far? All right, sorry, my bad.
Well, I mean, on real big conversations like this, real grown up ones, you got to be careful.
I know. That's why I'm just be quiet.
By the way, on our Instagram, Seth has posted a circa 1997 Bubba doing a guitar solo live at Livestock.
You look good there, Bubba.
Bubba, I like the caption that I found another one, and the caption's pretty good.
Well, I mean, let us know what it says.
It says, Guitar God, Bubba the Love Sponge Show. He's more than just talk or jamming to AC/DC along with Swinging Mooks, Ronnie D.
Can you really play?
Oh, the Swinging Mooks,
we can't play.
All right, well, I don't know.
That guitar wasn't even plugged in.
Oh, okay.
Look at your face, Bubba. You've got face going. You're not even playing.
Show business, buddy. I've been in show business a long time.
You got the finger thing going and everything.
So let me tell you that my gimmick. Let me tell you my gimmick.
Did they think you could play?
So hold on. Very few people called me out on it, unless you were a really guitar enthusiast and you knew what chord hit. Like, but like, for instance, Blitz, we all don't really know the guitar, whereas if you were, the sound that you're hearing wouldn't be the same string that I'm hitting, right?
Right.
But there's a few people that really know what the guitars, you know, the strings correlate what. So
if you're going to tell me that Calta never was really playing bass or bass at Pitbull Toddler, I'm going to really hang myself.
I think bass is like three chords. You could like boom, boom. I mean, so anyway, they always put the fat, dumb guy on bass. So Jackal, Jesse Dupree came up with this years ago. And that is like he would when he would do concerts and I would be there, he'd bring me out. He'd be like, hey, Bubba Love Sponge. And then they would do AC/DC, You Shook Me All Night Long. Well, the real guitar player goes behind the stack of amps. He gets off stage and goes off.
Yeah.
And then I'm plugged in. I'm just not turned up.
Right.
And then I just air guitar. You know,
and the other guy plays.
And the other guy's playing in the back of the amps. But nobody doesn't know that I'm not playing. I mean, I'm hitting solos and everything, and then, you know, at the end of it, the guy just kind of sneaks back in and I get out.
That's actually not uncommon, even for big bands. Like, if they're on tour a lot and they'll start getting tired, they'll hire people to play for them backstage.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Lame.
Yeah, so anyway, I would go up there and, you know, really do a big, you know, You Shook Me All Night Long ISO, and all 16,000 people thought I was playing.
Yeah, but all those people back at livestock were on drugs that don't even exist anymore because they're so illegal. So, yeah, it was easy to fool people back then.
Wait, so did you invest time into learning how to play fake guitar when you could have just learned how to play guitar?
No, Anna, I don't want to play the real guitar. I don't want to, but I can play the fake guitar, bitch, and make it sound, and make people believe that it's real.
I can play the fake guitar, bitch.
Bitch. I can play the fake guitar, bitch, and make people believe that I'm really Angus Young.
I don't know who that is.
One of the greatest.
Akadaka.
What?
The lead guitarist for AC/DC.
Oh, AC/DC. Oh, sorry.
Man, if you don't know who Angus Young is, I don't know if he could be part of the show.
Should I walk out now?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
I didn't know. I know who AC/DC is.
She knows who DJ Frizz is, though.
Yeah, she knows
what?
Who DJ Frizz is. Mm-hmm.
Who's the guy that you were in love with? The gay guy.
Oh, Grizz.
Oh, Grizz, sorry.
So are you...
the gay DJ.
Are you going to maybe go out with this bisexual guy?
Bubba, I don't know.
Why not give him a chance?
I'm thinking about everything.
Has there ever been anything that you thought initially you were so dead set against, and that after you tried, you're like, oh, okay, this isn't bad.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why can't having sex with a bisexual guy be
I'm
one of
I'm getting to that point, Bubba. You know, I wasn't there yet, but I'm getting there now. 2020's, you know, changed me.
Do you think that you could just go out and have a conversation with him and not feel any pressure or anything? Can you do that?
I would definitely go out and meet with him, for sure. Just, I mean, if anything, just to get inside of his head.
To interview him some more.
Which yeah. I did with that porn star when I went on a date with him. He couldn't even drink alcohol because he was, you know, he was doing the 10 steps or whatever. So we just had tea.
The porn star guy?
Yeah, the porn star guy.
Now,
I think he couldn't even drive. Like, he didn't even have a license.
Oh,
did you pick him up?
No, I think he got a ride there, and then I think I drove him back to his house.
But, I mean, oh, so when you drove him back to
his house. I dropped him off. I just wanted to go out with a porn star.
After I got done doing a date with Anna, I would be like, man, am I that big of a loser? I can't even get a girl to come in, you know, and like.
Yeah, but at least
it was one of the best dates I ever had. I mean, I was just like fully locked in on everything
you
were saying.
If you're going on a date with Anna, though, at least you know that you'll be talking the whole night. And you know, there won't be any awkward silence.
You won't be talking.
Yeah, I mean, at least there'll be conversation the whole night.
I got him talking.
Do guys go on dates with you knowing that there is zero ass? Or
I mean,
do you,
I mean,
no.
That's not really a date then.
No, I don't. Why would I come out saying that?
Because
then you just come across like bitchy and bitter, and they need to meet me in person so that they can find that out themselves.
Yeah, so they know she's bitchy and bitter.
They don't want to go. I don't want to waste my time. They got to meet me, and maybe I can charm them just
a
little
bit. So that's even how more pathetic you are in the fact that you have to give them kind of a false sense. Like,
oh, correct.
If you were to be correct with them and just be totally honest and say, I just want to let you know.
Nobody's honest.
Nobody's
Bubba.
Getting. I mean, I am not giving you any ass tonight.
Why would I say it like that?
I doubt we make out, but I'm going to. But I'm going to talk to you for 4 straight hours and try to find just psychoanalyze you and make you feel
you
so bad about yourself.
You can't. I never make people feel bad about
to
themselves.
To justify why I'm
you don't
not
know me. You don't
with
date
you.
Me.
No, she lies to them and says good things about
yeah,
them.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, that's interesting.
Until she
tell me
gets
more.
To run
but,
her friends
but the bottom
and talks
line
crap.
Is this, Anna. He's not getting to make out and he's not getting any ass.
Probably
and a lot of
not,
us guys,
but we don't know that.
A lot of us guys would like to know that. Like, I certainly know before I go on a date what I'm getting.
Well, I mean, maybe it happens on the second date. Is that so terrible?
Maybe it happens on the 16th date after you strung this guy along.
No,
because he
not
it.
16th. I'm not like that.
Yeah, if he passes your bar exam and gives you his paperwork on his STDs.
I need the non-detectants!
We just feel for you, just because you're just a lost cause. You're so flawed. You're so broken. You're so
she's
mean.
Not. If she get, it's, yeah, it's, well, I
you're
don't,
so mean.
I'm not
Why
mean,
are you so
Bubba.
Mean?
I'm not mean.
I wouldn't prescribe sex a lot to anybody, but I think with her, it'll open up portals and she'll become a different person.
Possibly.
The person that we were all hoping she would be when she was hired.
I think opening up portals is
a nice woman with a heart of gold.
I'm nice.
Our show has just caused it your vagina to be more super glued. I mean, like, it's just.
And it's understandable being in a room with guys like us why it would, you know. Go a different way.
No, don't blame yourselves. It's my fault.
If we had 5 Dr. Diacos in here, I mean, you'd be, phew, please, already pregnant probably.
Maybe, but also maybe not.
I hope you're not really sad at us. I hope we just kind of know we're joking on you a little bit. Like, are you really mad?
No, I'm not mad. I'm just saying, I think you're right on the money. And I'm being very honest.
We're just pulling for you like you're our sister.
I know, and I'm being very honest about me considering seeing this guy, even though if you would have asked me maybe even 3 weeks ago, I would have said absolutely not. But
we're just pulling for
how,
you.
How
things
inside,
are changing.
How inside your head have you been the last couple of days?
Very much so.
More than, like, way
more than usual.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I told you yesterday, I thought, I'm like, what is sexuality? I'm like, who cares if he banged a guy or two or 12? Does it really matter? Does it really matter? That's what I was asking myself.
Why don't
and I'm
you
like,
ask him how many?
And here's the deal, man. Like, once you get yours, man, who cares how you got it?
I don't think, Anna, for right now, for just going out with the guy one time, it doesn't matter.
Right.
You
exactly.
know, so you should just go out with him.
I'll give him, if he asks me out, I'll accept. How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
And then once you guys go out, will you be a little more aggressive on the date? Like, you know, a little
no,
more.
No, I'm not going to be aggressive in what way? Like sexually?
Yeah, just maybe mentally loose.
I mean, if I'm attracted to him, maybe I'll go for it.
Why don't you dry hump those Barbie parts against them?
Okay, I'll consider that.
Sorry, was that too much?
No.